Welcome to the Organic Gardener Podcast. I'm your host, Jackie Marie Beyer. Let's get growing.
Hey, everyone. Have you been to the Organic Gardener Podcast website and signed up for our email list? If you go there, you will get my new PDF, 7 Awesome Ways to Find More Time in Your Garden. And it's just some tips that I've learned from listening to my amazing guests who are always sharing with us super effective ways to be a better gardener. So if you head over to the organicgardenerpodcast.com and enter your email, you'll get 7 awesome ways to find more time in your garden. You can also get a copy of our ebook of Organic Gardening Basics. And just all the show notes are there, all the links to our show. So, and I'll be sending out some Golden Seeds newsletters as I get them done. And of course, you'll get a special invitation to join the Organic Gardener Podcast Facebook community. Hope to see you there. Hi, everyone. I know it's been a while since I've been able to do this, but today is June 16th and I got to go into work a little bit late. So I just wanted to update everybody on the May iTunes contest winners. Sorry, it's taken me so long to get here. I did want to say, so I've been contemplating a name for my audience since before I launched, and a couple of weeks ago I put it into the Facebook group to see if anyone had any suggestions there, and they kind of gave me the impression it should come from me. And of course, I'd love if you join the Organic Gardener Podcast Facebook community. It's so much fun to see people's pictures of their gardens, and if people have questions, they're getting answered, and just connecting with other listeners, making new friends, so I hope you'll join us there. When I talked to my granddaughter about what the name of my audience should be, she said it should definitely have the word future or futuristic in it. And I thought that was interesting because I took Sally Hogstead's brand fascinate assessment and she said my brand was futuristic. And I put a little piece of clip art in the show notes that says your innovation brand. Oh, well, maybe it's not futuristic. Innovation. Close. But the words that describe the audience is forward-thinking, entrepreneurial, bold, surprising, and visionary. So the name that I came up with so far are the Green Future Growers, because we're all interested in growing a green future. But if you have any suggestions or comments, let me know. Some of the other names that I kind of have been like playing with are the Green Visionaries, the Planet Savers, Seed Starters, Green Growers. So I don't know if you have any suggestions for what I could call the audience. I've just been looking for a name because even though I totally refer to you fondly as my listeners, I don't know. It just seems like other people have, you know, names like, Fire Nation or the Food Heals Nation, or just there's lots of different nations out there. But I wanted to have something special to call all you wonderful green future growers. So anyway, today, like I said, I wanted to introduce the other winners from May. I'm so sorry it's taken me so long to do this. I've only had like one day off in the month of June so far, and just gotta work while there's work. So, here we go. So Donna Bentkowski won the first giveaway, and Donna, if you're listening, I still haven't mailed it, but I'm going to mail everything as soon as, I get this together. So she's going to be receiving the Numi Organic Tea Collection and a box of Mary's Gone Crackers Ginger Snaps. And now drumroll please. The other winners include Brandon TBM, Cap Tony, and Joe the Mason. And here are their sweet reviews that they left. Brandon TBM said, "Take control of your food. Immerse yourself into the world of gardening with this information-packed podcast." And I have to say, I agree with Brandon because my guests give out so much great information. Like, sometimes it's just I'm amazed at the books that they recommend. Like, I've been reading Curtis Stone's book, The Urban Farmer. And just, I've been learning so much. And then another guest who I haven't posted, I don't think yet, talked about Jean-Martin Fortier's new movie. And I saw somebody's like having a movie event of his movie. And I was thinking we should look into doing that here, where he kind of like The Market Farmer was first recommended on my show by Joyce Pinson. And that book has just been a game changer. And I just my whole head's been wrapped around like that Mike and I could really make a living selling produce from our acreage, and how blessed and lucky we are that Mike got this piece of land and that he does all the hard work. So, Brandon, I totally agree with you. The guests on this show share just amazing information, and learning from their, you know, own personal journeys has just been so wonderful for all of us. And then Cap Tony said, I look forward to being inspired by the shows. Just a simple, so see, listeners, it doesn't have to be a big review, just a simple review, and then you get to rate it. Like I said, I know iTunes doesn't make the reviewing process too easy, but I'll put a link to how to do it in the show notes for this episode. It's got like a little video on how you can go there. And if you ever have any questions, you know, just email me and I can totally talk you through that. So, and then the last one from one of my sweetest listeners, Joe the Mason, who told me last summer he was working at the school as the custodian cleaning and just listening to my podcast and being inspired by my amazing guests. And he said, this was the first podcast I started listening to last year, 2015, and I love it. Jackie is clearly passionate about her topic, and the guests she has hosted have been from wide range of the gardening world, and then some. The information for me has been incredibly helpful in guiding my lifestyle toward a more organically minded one. Growing tips, seed saving, limbing trees, earthworms, bees, cooking tips, and so much more. Highly recommended. So thank you so much, Joe, for your review and for listening. And just, I can't thank you all enough for listening. I mean, it's just so incredibly fun to connect and know and hear from real listeners. So if you are Brandon TBM or Cap Tony, please send me your address and, you know, tell me maybe like what's your first choice of prize. Donna picked hers, and then I'll get the packages of these perishable organic delights out as soon as possible. So the prizes, once again, are there's the Nutiva coconut shortening. There's some chia seeds, either white ones, or there's a package of black ones from Nutiva also. There's a mate lemon Numi organic teas, a box of mate lemon. And then there's a box of Mary's Gone Crackers garlic and onion thins, or Mary's Gone Crackers super seed. And you can see the pictures of everything and the links to their pages in the show notes and a little description. So maybe just, I don't know, tell me what your first choices will be and I'll figure out how to get everything out. Joe, I have your address because I sent you some seeds when you connected with me on Facebook. So I will, unless that's changed, send it there. So congratulations to all the winners. I have been meaning to go purchase my own crackers and tea. I'm not that big of a tea drinker here because it's so warm in my house in Montana, but maybe I'll get into drinking some good for me iced tea this summer. But I do want to encourage listeners to try Nutiva products because I can totally vouch for them because I definitely use their hemp seed products almost every day. And once again, I love their hemp seed oil, their hemp seed protein. So I certainly encourage you to try any of these products. And thank you so much to Nutiva and Mary's Gone Crackers and Numi Teas for donating them to my listeners. I just love that there's products out there that are all organic. It just seems like the market options are growing. And now I want to introduce the June contest, which I think will go into July and we'll just end it the last day of July, which happens to be my birthday, the 31st. So that gives you 6 weeks to leave a review on iTunes. And the prize for the June-July contest is going to be a healthy, fabulous bar of soap from Simply Josephine. And there's four bars. There's geranium red clay, a lavender oatmeal, a lemon eucalyptus, and a lemongrass cornmeal. So four winners can each win a lovely scented bar of Dacia's wonderful handmade soap. So remember, to win, all you have to do is leave an honest review on iTunes of what you like about the Organic Gardener podcast. And then all you have to do is email me your iTunes name. You don't have to take a screenshot. And you'll be entered in the raffle to win one of these wonderful bars of sweet soap. So sorry for all the delays. I do think it's kind of a testament to Obama's improvement on the economy because for the first time in our marriage of 23 years, Mike and I are both working. Knock on wood, we still keep that up. Once again, I'd like to thank the wonderful winners of May's contest, to Nutiva, Mary's Gone Crackers, and Numi Teas, and to Simply Josephine for our next contest. But most of all, I want to thank all of you for listening and helping make our planet a nicer place to live. Have a great day.